Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Alden discovered enlightenment.
I've decided to head east to see if I can find some of this enlightenment stuff for myself.
While Jake sized up Nick.
Poor guy's had his belief system shut out for wandering.
Introducing in this episode,
Larry Darrell. For him, the line between enlightenment and espionage was as thin as a razor's edge.
To Mr. Nicholas Carraway, care of Guarantee Trust Company, Paris, France, March 10th, 1953. Dear Mr. Carraway, first of all, I'm so sorry for everything that's happened to you. I guess I just don't understand what can be going on in America if a man like you is accused of being un-American. My mother says where there's smoke, there's fire, and I keep trying to tell her that Senator McCarthy said some terrible things about me, too, but she just pretends she's not listening. When I tell her that I lost my TV show because of it, she says it was all your fault. But I know that's not true. I know you're the finest man I ever met, and if America has turned its back on you, well, there must be something wrong with America, that's all I can say. So much has happened since I last wrote you, and some of it's been exciting, but it's all left me very confused. I'm not sure what to do, and I wondered if I could turn to you for advice. After I'd left Washington and came back to Winnetka, I got a call from Mr. Irving Scheinblum in New York. If you don't know who he is, he's a major figure in the folk music field. He wants me to come to New York and talk to him. He says he has some wonderful ideas for a new career for me. I told him that I was afraid no one wanted to hear so much as my name anymore, but he said that in New York that would all be different. I hope you don't mind me writing to you after all that's happened. If you do, just tell me, Ronnie, go away, and I'll understand. I do feel so terrible knowing it was me who dragged your name into this. I hope you're liking France. I would love to go to France or Europe one day. Your friend, Ronnie Gilchrist.
$4.12.53 from iCrystal, Encounter Magazine, New York, to Lawrence Darrell, Post Restant, Lhasa, Tibet. Darrell, how's article on Indochina coming? Crystal.
$4.12.53 from Lawrence Darrell, Post Restant, Lhasa, Tibet, to Alan Dulles, Central Intelligence Agency, Washington, D.C. Dulles, may have someone for you. This guy can be even better than that Steinem girl we put into the National Student Association. Darrell.
Nicholas Carraway, Hotel de l'Odeon, 14 March 1953. Dear Miss Gilchrist, please don't think of trying to shoulder the blame for this sorry turn of events. I'm afraid your mother is right. If anyone is to blame, I am. It was my responsibility to protect you. Unfortunately, I couldn't even help myself, so here we both are, orphans of the storm. I'm glad to hear that you're finding some opportunities in the folk music field. You do want to be careful, though. I get the impression that real communists do actually lurk behind the guitars and banjos of the hootenanny stage, although, to be perfectly honest, I really know very little about the subject. That seems to be my essential truth these days. I coming to realize that I know precious little about much of anything. When your country sucker punches you, it knocks you for a loop. I'm sure you feel that too. But in my case, there is another quarter century or so of accumulated beliefs and assumptions to eat, and it leaves a bitter taste in the mouth and a hollow pain in the belly. I had delusions of being a writer in my younger days, and you will notice the symptoms rising to the surface from time to time. I'll do my best to contain them. So far, I've had no luck in one of my objectives in coming to Paris, which was to patch things up with my son Alden. We had a falling out a few years ago when he accused me of being a prig and stuck in the 19th century. I took offense at the time, but I'm starting to suspect that he may have given me the benefit of a century or two. I've been here for a week now, and I'm beginning to feel at home already in a way I never did in Washington. Made a friend in Jake Barnes, a veteran American journalist who is the bureau chief for the Paris Herald Tribune. He's easing my way into the expatriate community. He's a wonderful guy, big and bearded and full of life. And he's that rare bird, or rare in the circles I move in, a man with a conscience to match his intelligence. Actually sees the world in terms of right and wrong. You don't get much of that in Washington, or even in Chicago, come to think of it. He warned me off the expensive luxury of the Hotel George V and arranged my move to a little dive on the left bank where I'm now in residence. It's an odd, narrow building that is said to date to the 16th century. I can well believe the plumbing hasn't changed since then, and the room is not much bigger than a closet. But there is a little wrought iron balcony overlooking a pleasant little courtyard, and the price is right. The food is great here. The wine is cheap, and the coffee is so good they have a different word for it over here. Café. But then they have a different word for everything. That's the French for you. And there's a bar called Harry's, where they know how to make a martini that can make a man forget McCarthy. Please do keep writing. Let me know how you're doing. I will feel much better about things if I know you've managed to land on your feet. Yours truly, Nicholas Carraway.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Jonathan Richards and Tad Richards, with music by Dave Grusin. Featured in the cast were Tom Conti as Nick Carraway, Natasha Warner as Ronnie Gilchrist, Jack Caffrey as Irving Crystal, and Alan Nebelthal as Larry Darrell. Tune in next time to hear Ronnie say,
"That horrid little Mr. Cohn from the McCarthy Committee is going to Europe to look for communists or something."